Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky revisit two darling wines from season one as they see, is the Klein Lodi Zinfandel and the Baron Sonoma County Zinfandel still any good? We'll find that out tonight here on the Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Robert, Unlicensed Taxi Driver, is not here tonight. Dr. Schwartz is here to see you.
Okay, that's good. Also on the show is the Triple B.
Good evening.
Oh, folks, tonight, we're going to go back to some wines that...
Oh, this isn't what I picked.
It isn't. What we enjoyed on season one. The question is, would we still enjoy them today? One of the wines I'm sure we have had multiple times since then, and we've had varying levels of enjoyment. The other one, I haven't touched it since that vintage. There's a reason for that, mostly because of canes and copper. But, you know, other than that, I just don't know. The wines in question are, first of all, the Klein. I think they call it their winery classics, their Old Vine Zinfandel from Lodi. And the other is Baron, or as we would say, Baron, or Baron.
Baron.
Their Sonoma County Zinfandel. Now, you'll think back a long ways. Scott, Steve, and I had the Klein many, many years ago on an episode. It's where you went into the Avenue and taught that waitress or the bartender a lesson about Mayomi. She was looking for a lesson. That was the episode that came from. And Baron was...
Mayomi's still not that good. It's fine.
You and I drank it and loved it. Flipped over it.
Realistically, that's cheddar in my mouth.
Okay.
We bought about every bottle we could at that really special price.
And that was the 2013 with a wax cap. And yes, we bought a lot of it.
And it was some stupid price.
A lot of it.
$19, $18.
Between the two of us, probably bought two cases worth.
At least.
Yeah. You bought a case and a half, and I bought a half.
I bought more. But, yeah. And the subsequent vintages were good, and really good, the 15, but it's been hard to find since then.
Well, I know, and if you look on their website, this is the 17, which is the current vintage of the website. They allegedly still have the Californian, but I've never seen that since then. And then the Napa is still the 14. So I'm not even sure if it's a current production wine that they're even doing anything with. They obviously don't have one every single year.
Right.
Because the 17's been out for a long time.
I don't know that they had a 16.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever seeing one.
And I think they source their grapes, and maybe they just don't put it out every year.
For a while, we thought there wasn't a 14, but then we did find some 14s.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to try it.
Well, the 2013 that we had, it came in at $28.99 of our money. Now, inflation being what it is, the 2017 is $17.99 of your money. So apparently, this was in Venezuela, where everything just crashed. So that's why.
Haiti?
Yeah.
It's the Haitian
That's cold, because they just had an earthquake.
Again.
It's Canadian. There we go. Nothing bad has happened in Canada.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada. Well, he made up that. But despite that, it has gone down in price. The Klein... depends on where you buy it, but normally it's around $9-$10. I bought this at $9.99. I saved us, Scott. It was going to be a Dry Creek Zinfandel from Trader Joe's. And I went, I don't want to throw up tonight.
I wanted to try it.
We will.
I know. But we don't know that we're not going to throw up now.
Well, it has to be paired against another Dry Creek Zinfandel.
It has to be.
You know. Yeah, so
that against Dry Creek Vineyards.
I'll order some more Ridge Pagani, and to make it fair.
So a couple 2 weekends ago, Friday nights ago,
sure.
we had our neighbors up for some wine out on the deck, and Rob had, when I came, I was putting Maggie to bed, when I came out, Rob had busted out a bottle of Dry Creek's Inn, and it was like, oh, I'm so happy. And I told them, I was like, this makes, this wine immediately makes me happy, and I know that we've talked about it a lot on the show, 100%. But it was like, oh, we're all going to have such a nice evening.
Maybe Baron, it was that for me.
Baron.
It's always Baron.
Was it?
But it's Baron.
A black label?
It was
gold. Gold and blackish. With yeah, the right there.
Kind of wax.
I can't find it.
It's in black. It was far more stylistic and nicer than that shitty label.
It's the same label, just different color pattern.
Well,
it
to...
looks like a faux Old English Shakespeare thing now.
Well, the theme of it is a bear.
And weren't they also glazed labels initially, the front of them?
Yeah, they weren't like a paper label. Yeah.
This is a paper label.
Yes, but that cost a lot more money. And all that money went in the packaging, apparently.
Yeah, budget cuts.
Budget cuts.
Or it's a copper cane move where you have
copper
cane move, a Wagner move, where you build up a market and then you sell it out for a cheaper shit.
Yes. You done fuck it. Up the butt. That's
well,
what you do.
It's to some degree, some might say that's what they do with Mayomi. That it actually had
some
something,
would say.
And then all of a sudden it became this mass produced thing that's not what it once was.
They jumped the case production. How many? Yeah, Becky 100%? Now is standing up.
What you, sorry.
Oh, she had to. She's sending angry texts.
I am. And then I also
Keyboard Warrior.
I'm thirsty.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I also went to the zoo today and walked, pushed a double stroller, walked with my kids for over 3 hours today, which was really good, but my bad leg is just stiff.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt, it's just stiff, but yeah, it was good. It was good exercise on my leg.
Well, folks, how long has it been since Rob broke your leg?
I'm about 9 months out.
Gotcha. So you're still healing from that?
Yeah.
Spousal inflicted wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And
don't forget that. Don't gotta turn again.
Anyways, I was watching Hard Knocks. I forgot that was out. And they were talking about Dak Prescott. And his injury was way worse than mine. Like, do you remember his ankle turned sideways? But I was thinking, like, and his physical therapy is different and everything. But still, like, you can't rush a bone healing. Like, your bone is whatever is what it is. But I was like, I walked at the zoo for 3 hours today, and I can feel it. I can't imagine how he's going to feel after he plays a game.
And just the physical work he's put in already and the pain he's already been through. Yeah. And it's difficult. Anybody who's been through a serious injury knows that recovery is important. You got to put in the work, and a lot of times pain's involved.
Yeah. They have this new, like, bumper boat ride. Like, you ride it to see dinosaurs and stuff.
Nice.
And so when you get out, you're, like, still moving slowly, but you have to hop out. And I, like, didn't have to totally lift Sienna out, but, like, lift Sienna out, lift Luke out, and then get myself out. And it made me really happy. Those were all, like, things that I don't know that I could have done a month ago. So
well,
it's exciting.
Just before we go to break, Columbus Zoo. You visit Columbus, you got a family, you got kids, or if you're just that person who likes zoos, we got a great zoo.
Good.
We got a great zoo.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been this summer?
Didn't go this summer.
Mm.
It's 10 times better than it was last year.
Yeah.
Right they on. Added a sea lion exhibit, a stingray exhibit, dinosaurs. It was always good, but it's really good.
And with that, folks, we're going to take a break because then we have to come back. And start with the Klein Lodi Zinfandel here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault.
and we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So the Klein, Old Vine Zinfandel. Now, if you go on their website, you'll notice that they say they don't sell this at the winery. You have to find it at your local fine wine establishments.
Do they really?
Or yes, the Croget,
which is the grocery stores. This is their grocery store line. Yeah, fuck you, Klein.
This is their national chain grocery store line.
Find it near you. Put in your zip code. Oh, everywhere. So you can buy this virtually everywhere. And if you can't find it where you're at, maybe you shouldn't be shopping there in the first place. So, you know, what the hell. At least buying wine. It does have a review, and I will read that.
Yes, this is Wilford.
Hey, Will.
Hi, I didn't review it, but Triple B never jumped in to interrupt me, and it's the tasting panel. They never let me. They never let me be involved.
Well, if you'd wear underwear.
Well, what about pants? Well, sweatpants and no underwear, is that inappropriate?
Better than the other option.
Sometimes you're just sitting there, and you're not wearing underwear under your sweatpants, and well, you stand up too quickly, and I'm just saying it's... It's an optical illusion, but anyway. One time I was at a Boy Scout meeting, and never mind. And I was 67. That was 25 years ago. Anyway, they gave it 90 of their points, and they wrote big, jammy blueberry notes are followed by vanilla bean and black pepper before a bright thread of wild strawberry engages the palate with juicy, well-structured dignity. I don't have well-structured dignity.
Oh, you don't, Wilford.
Maturity is apparent in the generous, concentrated mouthfeel.
How would you know about maturity being apparent?
Well, apparent? I don't know. I'm not apparent.
Thank God.
Generous and concentrated are kind of opposite words.
No, it's not. They're synonymous. Whatever that means. I don't even know. I just know well-structured dignity. Who fuck knows what that means? What is that?
What is that?
Well-structured dignity. What is that? Seriously.
Did you read the winemaker notes? It's challenging and rewarding to make.
Challenging and
rewarding. That's stupid.
They're like, holy shit, this tastes like ass. Let's switch it out for ancient vines. That's what we'll do.
I was going to remark that this is an old vines in, and it's 50-year-old vines. What is ancient vines?
It's 52. I don't know. 60.
I can't believe you said the phrase ancient vines and didn't go into fits of hysteria. That really used to bother you.
I feel like because of the pandemic and people's whatever, I've had to temper my anger at other things.
I haven't noticed that.
I've tried to channel it.
Me neither.
See, I was going to say, there's a reason probably you've been able to channel your anger towards a single source.
No. You know,
give me the same generous dignity that...
structured dignity.
No, I'm just saying.
Generous structured dignity.
Is that what it was? Yes.
No.
Well, anyway.
You don't have any of that.
I'm just teasing.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm a comedian. I'm an entertainer. Yeah. Doesn't need
it
to mean anything.
Definitely doesn't have generous structured dignity.
No. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what's happening.
But so, the Ancient Vines was
yes.
a top 100 choice of the Wine Spectre and was often the top is. Ranked Zin.
Often is. It's delicious. It really is.
The Ancient Vines.
We've had some bottle variation.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's fine.
I don't have any issue with anything about how it tastes. It bothers me that they're ancient
the ancient vines.
Vines
thing.
Well, let's point this
and
out.
And they're though. Not ancient to me is like BC. You know, ancient, I would just use a different word.
To your point, Scott, I said it's very good, but I never seem to buy it, even though it's everywhere
Ever.
As well. I never seem to buy it. I could have bought it for this comparison.
This has for a long time.
But I never buy it.
Been
why?
In the wheelhouse, but it's. I think I
why.
Prefer
why?
This... To the Ancient Vines.
Contra Costa is where the Ancient Vines is
yes.
from. And that can be a bit of oddball-esque grapes. Like the Duarte from Turley. It's Contra Costa. You are a fan or you are
it's,
not.
It's not my favorite.
No, it sometimes just doesn't hit the palate just quite
and
right.
I don't always want Lodi either, but at least you know what to expect.
No, frequently don't want
and
Lodi.
This is as good an offering from Lodi as there is. In this... entry price range. You know, the,
I was going to say, because a Stacey Ranch from Turley would beg to differ.
Turley, I'm not talking about Turley, but there's plenty of Lodi Zins out there.
Clinker, and, no.
No, I think I would pick this.
I'm trying to think of another one. Well, Ravenswood, but they're out of business now, aren't they? So that doesn't count.
The Ravenswood, we liked.
It was very good.
What was our word? Beastly.
It was cab-like, which I think we all like a cab-like Zin.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we probably should just drink cab, but nevertheless.
I know.
In the glass. Mm.
So the first one we're having is Klein.
Yes, it is. Because it should be the lighter, the two of a thing. And it does look a little bit lighter in the glass. The nose.
Just a little jammies in.
There's a little yeast as well.
A little yeast.
And there's, what do you all call it? The
sediment?
No, the particulate stuff on the sides.
Yeah, a
little particulate. It's not sediment. It's like the sugar.
It's a little it's acid.
Tartaric.
Tartaric acid crystals.
Yeah, it is yeasty.
A little bit. Maybe a little bit of raspberry jamminess. But the yeast is a little... It smells somewhat Wonder Bread Factory-esque.
Which
isn't not necessarily the good one. It's more like the dumpster behind.
It's not the first time we've had a yeasty nose on a Lodi Zin.
No, it's not. But normally we pour those down the drain.
No.
Let's go in.
Oh, somebody already went
The in. Nose sucks.
Yeah, translation.
It's not off-putting. It's just not good. This nose doesn't make me not want to drink this wine. That's all I've got for it. There's some...
Was this in the cellar?
Yes.
There's some expressions on the Dern's face as I'm going. I've got like the.
You think it's warm?
Dog in the back seat, head bob going, looking at their facial expressions as they both had a taste done. And I haven't.
I think that I had the same the same actual take on it that you did, but no, it's the same cellar temperature as everything else. Huh. It's just the way the fruit comes across, and then it has a lot of length and a little bit of acidity that to me heats it up.
I agree. And that's exactly what I was thinking as you were saying.
Extremely spicy.
That temperature sensation for me, I felt it.
Yeah.
And I went acidity right away.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, it's a texture thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I agree. It has like some wines, they're not cold, but when they hit your palate, it gives a cold sensation. I think this was a warm sensation on your palate.
Yeah, it tastes like it's 5 degrees warmer than the other things we drink.
Agreed.
100%. No, 100%. And it's not like it's going down, it tastes hot or warm. It's just as soon as it hits your palate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And then that acidity that was kind of on the sides of the tongue, which is a little unusual.
It's a little almost prickly.
Yes.
On
that's
the
it.
Tongue.
No, that's
as
it.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Prickly acidity.
And we've had acidity, let's just say, liberal uses of acidity in other Klein products. There's Syrah. We've also had it in the ancient vines occasionally as it needs some time to go. This never, I mean, the prickliness is a flaw, but it doesn't make the wine unpleasant. It's a slight bit stewy. It has length, and you know it's Zinfandel.
Yeah.
And you kind of sort of know it's Lodi Zin. And we shouldn't be surprised by the acidity because as Becky pointed out when we were looking at it in the glass, there's quite a bit of crystals in there.
That and Klein sometimes forgets.
I mean, you can go to a New Age philosophy class and see less crystals in the room.
Oh, their Pinot was also extremely acidic.
Klein Pinot?
Yeah.
Was I there?
No. You didn't.
Don't be sad. No, don't be sad.
No.
Really?
Don't be sad.
No, don't be sad.
Don't be sad. That sucked. That was one of the poor Pinots we've had in a long time. Their Syrah was ghastly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, the Pinot was pretty bad.
Petite Syrah.
You know.
Didn't do that on the show. I think I had it at home. I don't think I'd bring it to the show for fear of mockery.
Well, I saw the Sonoma County cab some. I've seen it in the stores. I have not bought it because...
Fear?
What's the point of drinking their cab? Unless, we do have the Petroncelli Dry Creek. Maybe pairing that against that. Two Zin producers making something else. Although Petroncelli makes good Merlot, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really know. What's the hook there? They're doing Klein Sonoma County Cabernet. It's another wine by Klein that I won't like. I mean, is that really what we're doing here?
Yeah, but it's a Sonoma County cab, so there's a chance. So you're saying I've got a chance.
Let's break this down.
Screw Canada.
Let's break
this down. They tied us Sunday night. Mm. Screw Canada. Their best player got hurt. Poor them. U.S. men's national team off to a bad start in World Cup qualifying. I'm not happy.
Let me start off by saying sun-dried tomato.
Oh.
Hmm. Mid-palate?
Yeah. I'm being nice. It's really stewed tomato, but I'll say sun-dried tomato.
I was going to say there's a green element to it, but I wonder if that is stewed tomato.
Yes.
I'm trying to...
I'm being nice. I'm
trying to mainline some cheese to see if I can get past this acidity.
Sun-dried tomato? No. It's not, but we'll just say it is. There is a bit of raspberry, red raspberry. I would wish there'd be more red raspberry than the sun-dried tomato with an asterisk, but I know that's not the case. There's cotton candy acidity. Not the sweetness, but you know you have prickliness of a cotton candy? That little, how the little sugar things, all that diabetes pops on your tongue?
I'm still having a hard time getting, now that you've said stewed tomatoes, it's like coming out my nose, kind of.
Well, there's definitely, we'll just be kind once again. We'll say that there is a savory element to this wine.
So this is a experiential taste thing.
A what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Stewed tomatoes. You know how you get canned stewed tomatoes?
Yeah.
They always have a metallic taste. And I'm not saying this is a metallic taste, but I can't get that out of my head. Well, because when you said stewed tomatoes, I'm thinking of canned stewed tomatoes, which are gassed.
It has the right kind of acidity to make it metallic, but it's not metallic.
But it doesn't have that thing here. That would make, if this had a little metallic edge to it,
it would not
in a good way, it would be something to set it off.
What good? When have you ever had a good metallic edge?
Like a minerality, like almost an expressive minerality that has like a metallic tinge to it. You're not going to get that in this.
No, you're not.
You shouldn't.
No.
It would be something spectacularly good that this doesn't have.
You can drink this just fine.
Mm.
But this is not one of the finer examples of the Klein Winery series or classic series, the Klein Classics, as they would say.
I wish that stewed tomatoes was the worst part of this wine. I just can't get the acidity is just too much and it's over the top. That prickly acidity is just too much for me.
I don't, I do like at the finish, there's like a pepperiness.
Sure. Slightly spicy.
My ADD-ness is I can't get past that acidity. It's really causing me a block.
It's a lot.
It doesn't come sour quite like a Fry Brothers wine would, but it's still there. And there's just like a wall, just like a little dam of whatever, well, dam of fruit, that is just so feebly holding back that acidity from turning into sick. It never lets it go too sick, but it is just holding on with for dear life, stopping that.
And it's weird that you've got this much acidity in a place it shouldn't be, and it doesn't go to sour. It's an impressive amount of acidity for me.
For a Zin or
it really is
anything. I mean,
yeah.
Well, grapefruit juice, it wouldn't be an unusual amount of acidity, or sulfuric acid.
Sulfuric acid.
Yeah, things like
nitric
that.
Nitric acid.
No, yeah, any acid.
Battery acid.
Battery acid. Yeah.
Microdots.
Could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, you know. But, you know. But, aside from those things.
But I agree. And it's, normally we'd be talking about this finish. It's not long, but it's proper. It's a nice little touch of oak finish. But that pepperiness is nice if you can get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if I'm looking for something nice. That's a nice thing.
I don't think I'd have seen it unless you pointed it out.
Fumbling in the dark for something nice, and you grab something that's wet and slightly warm.
You're like, stewed tomato to find something nice.
And your buddy goes, "That's not a pillow."
And the lights turn on, you realize you actually grabbed a big turd, and it's just not pleasant.
And it was your buddy's, and he's in your lounge.
I made that myself. Really, did you though? Then, if you're William, you wipe your hand on your shorts. So, you know.
Now, more stories about children's.
I will not tolerate any William slander.
That's not. He would. He would do that.
He would do that, but any speaking ill of my William.
I wasn't. I was being factual.
William picked out his first library book ever.
Really?
It is a book. It's this little boy holding a giant orange cat.
Which
looks
he
exactly
has.
Exactly like George. And it's called My Cat. He's so pleased with himself. We've read it twice. It's darling.
That's fantastic.
Book's about a dog. So, you know.
No.
Does Bo know this?
It's the sweetest thing in the whole world. Mm. That's like what, you know, what's going on in his mind all day.
Yeah. Bo would not like that. He hates George.
There's a series
not as
about
much as he
pets.
Hates Sally, though.
No, he hates George more.
Really?
Yeah, he does. It's weird.
Although, he interceded.
I think it's because he doesn't see George all the time, mm-hmm. and so he thinks there's like a strange cat in the house.
He, the other day, George and Sally got in a fight, and Sally was really losing. And so they took off downstairs, because Sally was getting beat up.
Yeah.
And so also, Bo comes in and intercedes, and then chases George.
Yeah.
Who then sprints upstairs, and Bo is going to run upstairs. And then he sees me at the top, and he stops dead in his tracks. And he looks at me and goes, why? I didn't do nothing. What are you looking at me for? Hello, Paul. What's going on?
I expected this story to end with George running around the corner and batting him in the nose and then running away.
Mm-mm. No, he was he apparently...
He probably went and hid with William.
Yeah, Bo was on the hunt, but then he saw me. He's like, no, I'm not doing nothing.
It's interesting, though, because Bo responds so negatively to Sally's name. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure I've ever seen a dog respond to a cat's name before.
The same thing with George.
Yeah, he does.
Also, when I roll around the floor petting George in front of Bo, he really didn't like
that. Oh,
yeah,
you do.
I'm pretty sure he just doesn't like you rolling around the floor. It makes even dogs uncomfortable.
Well, it'd be weird if I was doing that without anybody. But I had pants on this time. So.
That's, like I said, it's really upsetting and unusual even for your dog.
Mm, I know. So, let's put... Are we gonna?
Is there anything else we find in this wine? Stop! What are you doing?
I'm using a piece of salami to make a point.
It seems like there's some that stewed tomato. There's a little savory prune or currant or something in there. If you want there to be,
maybe
some raspberry on the front.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's that sweetness at the front.
Some crushed glass somewhere.
No, that's my dentures falling out. Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, I don't know. The thing about this wine, we've had it in certain vintages, and it was fairly nice because it had a nice streak of well-balanced toasted oak.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit, just a kiss. Add a little bit of vanilla and some jammy fruit. It was nice.
We're not getting the vanilla that we are used to. It's not as Lodi as you normally get, although that stewed tomato, that may be the Lodi veggie
that's
thing
the
that
Lodi,
we see sometimes.
That's the Lodi.
It's just a different expression
yeah,
of it, maybe.
Well, but vegetable stand, because they do that too.
It's just, it's like you said, usually you're expecting a nice little oak thing, and yeah, I think that's where you're getting that spicy finish that Becky's talking about, that little peppery thing. And the finish would normally be, we'd be talking about it, but just for me, it's the other things that don't add up.
I think that really,
I can't get past the acidity.
It's probably a green, very, very wet season, maybe. And you just had a kind of a lousy green crop. And they tried to do what they could with it, but in reality, they could only soften it so much. And this is what you get.
Some of the cabbage got in.
Something like that. I mean, they could have blended it maybe with some Petite Sirah, but maybe, well, we've had their Petite Sirah, haven't we? You don't want that.
I didn't.
You don't want plenty of
it.
I
thought I had it at home, didn't bring it. But
yeah, or the Syrah, maybe they mixed it. With, they don't want to. They didn't want to do that either. They were up Schitt's Creek, is what it amounts to. They just didn't have anything to do.
They're bringing it back, Schitt's Creek.
I know. So then they got a little bit of Yoo-hoo, and they mixed that. And that helped. Actually, if you mixed it with some milk as a base, just to take off that acidity a little bit, be perfect. Might make it a little cloudy, but that's the least of this wine sense.
Your judgment's a little cloudy.
Going around the room, what are some scores that we're going to provide this wine? Ooh. Why wait? Why wait?
I'm going to give it an 86. You can tell it's a Zin. I don't like the stewed tomatoes at all. The peppery finish is why I gave it an extra point.
Mm.
And that's, again, me being kind and generous.
And I think I'm hearing that, and I'm going to give a little more higher score than I was going to, but that's an 85 instead of an 84. I fixated on the acidity, and I don't care for that. It's not so out of place. It's just it's a little bit on the edge of oppressive acidity. But that it is a nice-ish finish. It's a nice little peppery finish. It's just I wish there was a little more to it. But it's also a little disjointed. I'm sick with the 85.
It's on the low end of an 85. And I'll go 85 as well. Simply because, yes, you would be able to discern it being Zinfandel. There wouldn't be anything else you'd mistake it from. Maybe turpentine. I don't know. Mm. But look at the color. It is not vibrant. It is slightly brickish. This is a 19. So it has a flat, dull color, which all of a sudden gives me a little bit more of a pause. I didn't notice that. The vibrance isn't there on the visual sense of it. And that comes across on the palate as well. So you have a fairly dull wine that's looking, and then when you taste it, it also is dull and slightly acidic. See, that's the thing. It could be acidic, but it could also be bright and jazzy and have some fun stuff to it. It doesn't really have that fun. I mean, it will get you intoxicated if you drink enough of it, I suppose. Sure. But aside from that, where is the drinking pleasure in this wine? It doesn't really have that.
It's a disappointing offering in
climate. It is for Zin. I mean, it's not disappointing for the Syrah, but
I think it should have been a red flag that you can't buy it at the winery.
Well, you know.
I don't know if it was always like that or not.
We've had this before, and it's been fine. It's a good barbecue Zin.
It's been fine.
Yeah.
It has.
It's been solid 87. Maybe even 88.
Yeah, I agree.
But what this doesn't have that I'm used to it having is that a higher level of drinkability.
It's not tasty.
It just isn't.
I am a little bit disappointed because Klein is a big enough name, a big enough winery to not have this much bottle variation year after year. Yeah. That's a disappointment.
Especially on their budget entry.
Yeah.
Get something that might be a slight bit more homogenous. And you know what? Blend some shit in there to make it, to round it out. If Lodi was bad that year, fuck it. Find something else. I mean, get it more approachable. I mean, Bogle didn't taste this bad.
No, it doesn't make me want to not ever buy this again, but it doesn't want to make me run out by the 2019.
Yeah.
No, never.
This doesn't take it off the list. But, it's the 2019 still?
I'll let you drink it first, see what happens to you. I'm glad I didn't pair this up against the Trader Joe's thing, because that might have been a little closer call than what we want.
Well, maybe it'd have lost.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know about that.
Yeah, so. Klein is just too much of a wine name to.
But yeah, they're a Zin. A Zin focused producer theoretically. I mean, they also do Rhone stuff, but you shouldn't have your entry level, even if it's under $10, be a complete dud.
Yeah,
you just shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Not when they have for years been perfectly acceptable. I'll tell you what it makes me, if I think about Klein next time I buy, I'd look at the Ancient Vine instead of this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it's not been my favorite.
You know you'll just end up buying Segesio anyway. So.
Dry Creek.
Yeah, or something else. Just spend 20 as opposed to 15, 14, 13. Just, you know. Although you might try, soon we'll have the Ravenswood there, or Renwood, I'm sorry, the Renwood Amador. And you might change your mind on that. Becky has had that. She liked it.
I did.
You did.
Not an Amador fan.
Man.
It's not my jam.
But this isn't very Amadori. How's that sound? It's just not.
Not very Amadori.
It's not. Although it really will get you going where you want to go. So, folks, we're going to take a break. But we had 285s and 86. Not recommended. No. But nevertheless, we'll come back with something hopefully that tastes better here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So now, on to the Baron, or Baron.
Baron.
Baron. There are 17 Sonoma County Zinfandel. Now, okay. This wine, too, has a review. And it was 89 of the Wine Spectator's points.
Hmm.
That's right. This is a southern man. Oh, and I've been busy taking dewormer.
I knew that's disgusting. But I have something to tell Scott off air. Just remind me.
Yes.
I'm going to put a note down to tell you about
that's
it.
That's right. So 89 of the Wine Spectator's points, as a southern man would say. And I would say a sturdy red with tightly wound black cherry, toasty and expressive flavors that build towards well-buffed tannins. Well-buffed.
I know. What's that even mean?
Well-buffed. Best after 2020. Well-buffed tannins. That's right. They're well-buffed. The and by the way, another review by the Drink Hacker. A review hacker.
What?
Yes. And it gave it 89 of its points. And it said a sturdy... Oh, wait a second. It's the same damn review. It's just like that James Suckling character. Got his email hacked. So, that's right. And the winemaker's notes. Baron, Sonoma County Zinfandel, has aromas of just-baked blueberry pie. Yeah. Raspberry and dark chocolate with hints of vanilla oak lead to a palate that is rich and also yet elegant. This wine has beautiful red and black cherry fruit flavors and with hints of cloves and pepper on a long finish.
Those are what we love.
Are they?
The chocolate, the pepper on the finish, the hint of, I'm just going to say spice rather than clove, but vanilla from the oaking and just a nice tannic backbone. It wasn't the most complex wine, but what it had was always well put together and you could drink it and it was phenomenal.
Mm. And the winemaker is Joey Wagner.
Your favorite.
Fuck that guy. Oh, just in. Let's find out what we got. On the website, yeah. Nothing's just in. Oh, pumpkins. They're
just in Timberlake.
Oh, Elawan. There's a bottle of Elawan. Of course there is. There's Joey Wagner. He's a shave. Bowen.
I was gonna say he's your guy. Yeah. Sorry.
Robert, what is this obsession with this Joe Sappy?
Mm.
What is your problem with him? You and the Southern men been hanging out too much?
Why do you talk funny?
Have you been stuffed by the Southern man? Is this your problem?
I don't know what that means, but I don't think it's nice. What dirty
this,
talk.
What does the Southern man think it means when you say stuffed?
I'm not going to have... He doesn't want to speak to you. That's all I can say. No one wants to speak to you.
This is a regular occurrence with me. I don't understand.
You are offending the Austrian/Germans that you are mocking right now.
Apparently, I'm offending a lot of people today. So
that's true.
That's what it is.
That's true. In the glass, though, it is appreciably more dense looking than the... It
has a better nose.
Well, anything has a better... Bo smells better than, you know...
Easy.
Klein. But it does look denser in the glass. On the nose, though.
No yeast. There you go.
No yeast, but toasty vanilla.
It's not off-putting to me.
And blackberry. Yeah. It smells like a Wagner product. But you love Bonanza.
I don't.
What the hell is that?
She was excited to try it, and it didn't go well.
Bonanza.
Did you notice, I think, a relatively new entry into the Wagner family wines, the Carne Humana?
Carne Humana.
And
that's fantastic.
The picture on that web page shows two gentlemen in more working man's clothes, a plaid shirt and a pseudo fake leather jacket.
I want a case of the Red Schooner, their Malbec, that cost $60.
so I can be an asshole drinking $60 California Malbec. Red Schooner.
You sound like an Alabama fan.
That's right.
Doesn't he?
You know what? Yeah. I was at a store down in Florida.
He is what he is.
And I saw Red Schooner not for $60. I saw it for $28.
Why didn't you buy it?
Because I didn't want to buy fucking Red Schooner at all. I bought Duckhorn. So, Red Schooner.
You bought Duckhorn what?
Merlot.
And what else did you buy?
I don't.
You bought Duckhorn.
Oh, Marietta. Volver.
No, you bought. What Sauvignon Blanc did you buy?
Duckhorn.
Yeah.
Duckhorn. Quack, quack. We love Duckhorn.
I didn't love their Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. But nobody could hear you. Don't be afraid of your mic. All right. So let's taste this.
Okay. The nose is what I'd expect.
Is yeah. Wagner-esque.
It's barren-esque.
It smells around. Just like the rest of their stuff.
It smells like a good Sonoma County's Inn.
No,
I'm excited.
It does not.
I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful.
I mean, temper it. Mm-hmm. Temper your expectations. The only downfall of this being a podcast is that you don't get to see their expressions.
Well, it's better than Klein, but that is such a low bar.
That's
this is as good as Klein normally is.
I would.
I like the spiciness.
It's a tad much, though. My first impression is that heat on the finish is a little beyond spiciness.
It's not sweet, and I thought it would be sweet.
It's got sweet fruit.
I was expecting that too, like almost a sugary sweetness.
Yes, because
it's got
of
a
Joey.
Sweet fruit, but you know what it doesn't have? That wonderful chocolate mocha mid palate that we're used to.
Not
in
the same.
Bottle of wine.
It's not the same wine.
Not even close to
this
the same thing.
Oh. No, this is
not even close to the quality we remembered.
Slightly medicinal, but I don't mind it. Oh, now the heat kicks in. Now
I got the
say
heat.
That Robitussin thing. Too.
I got the heat immediately when I was. Coughing air over it when I was pulling air over it, there was heat straight to the back of my throat. Hoping that's just the first
place. I don't mind it.
What?
I don't mind it. I think I would drink it in 2023 as opposed to 2021.
Would you ever buy this again?
I would. Oh no, I didn't say I would buy it. I just said I like it.
You didn't say I like it. You said I don't mind it.
Okay, that's better. I don't mind it. I forgot what I had said. I blacked out.
It's not good.
No, it's
not
okay.
Good. It's not good.
It's okay.
In different ways than that Klein was not good, but it's not good.
It's okay.
It's not.
It is. It's okay. $17.99. It's not bad.
$17.99?
Yeah. What do you think it was? 30?
No, I thought it was like under 10.
Oh, that's
no,
just being foolishness. That's tomfoolery.
This was, we were happy to get it at 20?
I'd pay 25 for this.
Oh, bullshit. Well,
I mean, not American money.
How much does Dry Creek cost?
$20.99.
So for $3 more, you can get Dry Creek.
That's why I said I don't mind this. I didn't say I would buy it because I would just buy another thing.
You're just being recalcitrant now.
No.
I'm just being difficult.
I feel like
he's pulling your chain.
Is my face red?
Petulance. That's actually probably from the Klein.
I can just feel the sulfites.
I think the sulfites were in the other wine, but
that was yeah. Rattlesnake venom, but dead rattlesnake venom, bile probably. What do you think, Scott?
To me, this is so nondescript.
It's got a description.
Minus the oaking at the end. I'll never remember drinking this.
Nor would I want to remember drinking it.
It's worth every penny that I paid for it.
No.
Scott bought it.
This drinks like a $9 bottle of wine.
No.
Yes.
$11 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
11.
Let's we're not really describing it.
No, we're not.
So there's a what we've talked about. There's a little spiciness in the finish that's... It's not as oppressive as my first pull on it. But it's still a bit much. Mm-hmm. In a different wine, that spiciness might be something you talk about in an appreciative way.
Yes, but that's a balanced wine.
When it's really, it's the number one character of the wine you can pull out.
Yeah.
Fruit, there's a like a prune at the back of the front palate.
There's a gob of well, it's cassis, prune.
What?
It's all black fruit.
Yeah. And
then, oh, by the way, and also, see, the problem after those two, once the mid-palate kicks in, it's tannic. And there's a little bit of tar.
Tar?
Mm-hmm. And bittersweet chocolate.
See, I don't get the chocolate at all.
Bittersweet chocolate, okay? It's baker's chocolate. But with the tar there, you know, you're talking about a very bitter... There isn't creaminess associated with it. And I wouldn't call it mocha because it's not dusty. But, and that comes from a little bit of the oak, a little tinge of the oak right there. It's less enjoyable when you think of it that way.
What would you ever eat with this?
What?
Rolades.
Well, I'd have to drink it before I'd eat it.
Tums.
What would you eat with it? I think that if you ate ribs, it would be okay because of the sweetness of the barbecue might offset it. I don't.
This does contain sulfite.
But it does. but then again, how often do you drink wine with ribs? I don't. But riblets at Applebee's.
I don't think they do those anymore.
No. Saucy stuff.
State of Zinfandel.
The state of Zinfandel. Well, Joe Wagner's so fucking stupid. He probably think that's real.
It's not. It's just part of the label. I thought it was a sticker. It's just part.
Nobody
of the
told
label.
Him
I
it's
think
not
that
a state.
Was something they put on.
You see it?
Like in the 14 or the 15.
Just let him think that it's a real state.
Yeah. 51st state.
Yeah. He probably believes that. He probably does. It's not a joke. He really thinks that it happened. Mm. Where is Zinfandel? It's in... What? And he wouldn't actually have a response because he has to go to the tanning bed. What? Mm. What are you looking at? Hey, Scott, jump up and get down.
I love this song.
I know you do.
Hmm.
What? You had, like, something to tell us, and then it just went away?
Oh, it's just logos. Oh. I was hopeful. There's, so, hopeful on what? Oh, it's because I'm on a logo page. They actually have a logo of the old label on the Baron Sonoma County Zinfandel, and then there's another label that shows Baron Sonoma County, and I thought, oh... This is just a lower level of Sonoma County.
No, this is what passes as.
No, this is what passes.
This is not that wine. This is so far from that wine.
It was so good.
That was a very good wine.
It was.
It had the most wonderful expression of sweet vanilla oak in a wonderfully blended way.
It went like vanilla, mocha, chocolate. All in one mouthful, and you could distinctly taste those three separate things.
It was memorable. And by the way, the scores that we gave the Baron, I gave it a 92, Scott gave it a 90 fucking 3, which were probably high. But
I love that wine.
Still.
A 93.
Well, he did that. I didn't. Mm-hmm. But it was very nice. It was more of a 90, but that's okay.
It was, at the time, one of the more well-put-together wines we had.
Yes,
this wine is not well-put-together.
It's like show 3. So what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Maybe show too. It was early, you know. It was tasty. It was nice. It was a well done wine.
And this is not.
This is just a.
The front palate is it
an
just
effort.
Blows by until you get to that mid palate and that.
I think it would show better with a little bit of time, but who the fuck cares?
Why would you waste any time on this?
But that's the thing. It's not going to show like oh. If I let it sit for 4 or 5 years, we're talking about a wine that's going to... No, if you're going to talk about wine, it would be like, okay, that's all right.
Or you let it sit for 4 or 5 years and you go, oh, vinegar, nice.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's like, no, it's more like 2 or 3. And you go, oh, it's better now, but it's still not good. You know, that's the thing. It's like, what will it develop? It'll develop something that's better than this, but at the same time, you're like, even if it's better than this, that probably was... You know, not time well spent, even though it's by itself in the cellar. What else could you have put there? How many bottles of Lindeman Chardonnay could you have had in that space that you took up with Baron. You know? I mean, two, three. I mean, what are you doing? I don't understand the purpose of this wine. It's not bad. But then again, I just had that Klein. And that Klein tasted like garbage. Mm-hmm. And this probably would really taste like garbage if it were next to something that was really good.
This only tastes like... It's not complete garbage.
It's not like, complete garbage.
It's like recycled cottage cheese container without the lid, but it's still got the torn plastic cover around the top.
Like I said, it's okay.
That's about where
it's all right, but it's like...
So it's a valuable recycling thing?
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe. When I said, it's all right, it's like, yeah, it's okay. But at $17.99, you have to be better than... Okay.
I think that you all will remember this wine because you've had Baron and loved Baron. I will never remember drinking this. No. It is so nondescript. You all will be like, remember it used to be good and then it got bad. But like as someone that doesn't have this feeling about Baron, this emotional attachment to it, it is like a dime a dozen Zin.
Oh, no. You taste this without any kind of back history to it, you're like, okay.
It said nothing. You could drink. I mean, yeah. I think won't we remember actually it tomorrow.
Did two bottles that night. You guys were out for a date night. 50 you went to Hudson, and you came back to my house. And I think we had a 15, and I think I broke out the last bottle.
We had a Napa. I had a 12. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, we've had
the Napa's. Was different. It was really good, but just in a different way. And it was also...
Yeah, it's like $50.
Twice as much as what we paid for, though.
Yeah.
We haven't been to Hudson in forever.
No, so good.
We have a gift card.
What's your fish dish you get there?
Something Black and Snapper.
Snapper.
Mm. So good. They put like a... What's that sauce they put on it?
Mango chutney.
No, it's not. It's like a horseradish something. It's so good. Oh. And then it comes with a little quinoa salad on the side that's...
Could be.
They're sides. It's what made me fall in love with feta tomato salad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And they just do those nice tomatoes, big chunks, but the big chunks of feta cheese. And so there's feta cheese, and then there's feta
cheese. The prime rib. I'm not even a prime rib fan, but I love that prime rib.
The last time we went, the prime rib wasn't as good. The cut that I had, it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Really? It was still great, but I mean, it was still good. But
yeah. What was the glue? They do a berry cobbler gluten-free that's delicious.
There's so many...
With, like, real vanilla bean ice cream on it. I feel like... I would never say vanilla bean is my favorite ice cream, but when you have a good scoop of vanilla bean, it's really compliment. Good.
UDF has great vanilla bean, and so does Grater's, in my opinion.
Mm. You know, the nice thing about Hudson, though, there's always nice wines to choose from, and reasonable prices.
And it's somewhere that you could, like, get anything off the menu. And it's all really, really, really lovely. And
they've got a little bit of a eclectic menu.
Yeah, they do.
From wines that we've had, anything from, we've gotten, I know, St. Francis Old Vine Zin several times, Zanin Old Vine Zin.
Love Zanin.
We've done Nyer Zin. We've done the Stag's Leap, Petite Syrah. I mean, we did the BV Napa Cab, all sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, just normal... You know, everyday good standard stuff. We've had Segesio there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I always have good wines at fair restaurant price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we did a Muega one time. A Muega Reserva, which was lovely.
You know what's not Muega?
This. No,
it's not Muega. It's not Nuega. No. It's not Fuego.
It's this.
This really is that.
It is. I mean, it sounds like a duck, but we get the idea. Nice job, so Joey. Upset. Joey Wagner fucks up another wine.
It's just.
He's like Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch.
Except he's Goldfinger and Mad Magazine spoof on the James Bond movie.
Poopy finger, do do do, do do do. He's the man, touches things, makes them total poo.
Feces finger.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I was so hopeful.
I wasn't.
I hate to be hopeful in lines on the show. No, I wanted this to be good.
I knew as soon as it went to Copper Cane Wine Company, it tastes like a pile of piss. So.
The biggest.
What?
Lead in that it wasn't going to be as good.
Joey.
Went to the paper label.
Well, that. I mean, yes. They're like, well, had the same cork.
Did it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, nevertheless, let's give this travesty of a Zinfandel some scores. Go over to Triple B.
I gave it an 85. Totally nondescript. I'll never remember.
85.
And that's just me being like, whatever.
I'm giving an 85 out of spite. Probably is an 86, and I'm giving an 85 out of spite because of disappointment on the... But no, there's... It's like you said, there's nothing memorable about it. We'll remember because we're so disappointed by it. But it's like, what really is appealing about this? There's no front palate to speak of. And then the mid palate is not what it should be. It's not what we like.
Yeah.
And it's Sonoma County. So this is not a Sonoma... This is not representative of Sonoma County Zin. I suppose maybe it has...
Sonoma's quite a big area, though.
So. It is, but you expect something that's got a level of traditional Zin fruit on the front palate. Mm-hmm. And this is absent of front palate.
Yep. And that's a great point.
It just... That is so out of character for Sonoma County Zins. And, okay, it's oaked. Okay. The peppery, spicy thing did calm down. It was just really the first impression. But it's just... not good. It's, I'd argue it's not much better than the Klein that wasn't good either.
Well,
I mean, it was fine, but this I and maybe it's just the standards they've set that we liked it so much, but fuck them, it's 85. Should it be 86? Should it be more? Maybe, but I'm being spiteful. I'm being spiteful, damn it.
Well, I have integrity. It's somewhat better than the Klein. The Klein was the lowest possible 85 you could ever give a score. And so this is the lowest possible 86 you could provide us. So I'll give it an 86, but while at the same time holding my nose. I liked it better early on. I still don't hate it. I would drink it, but I wouldn't pay for it. And if I didn't pay for it and I was going to drink it, I would make sure they didn't have something else that I'd rather drink. So there's that. I don't know really if that's something that you put on a shelf talker. That people will drink if there's nothing else.
Yeah. You're not going to throw it away.
And I didn't even have to think about that.
Fast.
Yeah.
Unless you had an accident.
I was going to say... Like, there's some wines that you're drinking, and maybe you don't finish the bottle, and you would do, like, a vacuum seal or whatever. This one, if you didn't finish it, you'd be like, I'll just, it's fine to dump it out.
I would still vacuum seal it, but I just never would get back to it.
You would leave it in the cabinet for 3 weeks.
I'd be like, oops, now I gotta get rid of it. What a damn shame.
Is it good enough that you would cook with it? Would you put this put this in a red sauce?
You could cook it.
I wouldn't put it in with a red sauce.
Well, if you burn it, it'd be fine. Mm.
Would I?
You could do that.
Would I deglaze a pan? Maybe. I wouldn't put this in a red sauce.
Oh, when you said deglaze a pan, you mean to clean it. It would be all right to do that.
No, for making a sauce.
Oh, sauce. You mean eat it. I don't know. I think it'd be all right.
Done beef. What and you've got onions in there and you want to get the crispy bits.
You're not going to tell it after you do that. I mean, normally you use the Paisano from freaking Carlos Rossi, so you might as well use this.
Okay.
Be all right. Yeah, this would be all right for that. I mean, let's not be too cruel. I wouldn't use the Klein to do that though.
I wouldn't cook this.
Let's do our scores of integrity.
We will, as soon as we get back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the scores of integrity. First of all, was there a winner tonight? No, both of them tied. The overall scores, Klein got 285s and 86, and Baran got 285s and 86. So they both lost.
You know who the real losers were? We were, folks.
Neither one of them, by the way, are recommended by the Wine Vault.
When was the last time we had such a consensus on?
I know there was no Russian judging.
There was actually a long period of time where it was all that kind of shit, and we got really frustrated with it. Next week we'll come strong.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a Pinot tonight that I thought was very exciting, and Becky said, no, let's do Zinfandel. So we did.
Well, when you said Trader Joe's, you mentioned a dry creek.
You know, when I talked to him on the phone, he mentioned a bottle of Zinfandels. He never mentioned anything about a Pinot. I think he was pulling your leg.
I have a Pinot.
Yeah, he does.
Keep it in your pants.
A really damn good Pinot. I mean, Pinot Noir.
However.
Yes.
Let's do our scores of integrity.
True. Becky.
For Klein, I said Scott 86, Rob 87. For Baran, boom. I said Scott 87, Rob 88.
Boom.
And so I was off by 7.
Ooh, Becky off by 7. You think that's bad? I don't think that's that bad.
No, that's. I think that's going to be a boom winner.
Mm.
So, Rob.
Yes.
Gave the Klein 85. I said 86.
That's not bad, Scott.
Becky said 86. I said 86.
Mm.
Wow.
Now's where it falls down.
Baran. Right? Yes. Becky said 85. I said 88.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Rob said 86. I said 88. Actually, that's 2, 5, 6. I take first place. I didn't think I was going to do that well.
Until me. So, I started off.
I love this Boyz II Men song.
Becky said she gave Klein an 86. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought you would give Klein an 86, of course, because I'm brilliant. Then Scott gave an 87. I thought I would give an 85. It was off by 2.
Okay. All right.
And Baran is where it gets a little bit sideways. So Becky gave Baran, fuck, who gives a shit? She gave it an 85. I thought she'd give it an 88. So I'm off by 3. And Scott, since I felt he had no integrity, he gave an 85. I thought he'd give it a 90. Just for old time's sake.
So you also were hopeful it was going to be good.
I just thought you'd think it was good.
No, you knew damn well. How many points would be off from each other? 2, maybe?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was off by 10, so Scott wins tonight.
Yeah. I thought your 7 would stand. I didn't think my scores were that good.
Just there you go. It's math. So Scott wins the scores of integrity tonight. He often wins that.
It's been a long time, though.
Yeah, I've been winning recently.
It's been a while. I've been off. You won once.
Twice.
It was your third time ever.
2 times. Recently.
Yeah, it was your third time ever.
Well, Klein, Baran. Well, Joe Wagner, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's just sad.
No, just go fuck yourself. Go find a nice, quiet place and fuck yourself.
Stop.
Seriously.
Gross.
Well, it is what it is.
Has that lawsuit ever been settled in Oregon?
I hope not. I hope it involves him having to fuck himself. Him and Steve Bodie.
Okay.
And the Southern Man?
What about Southern Man?
In the room with Steve Bodie.
Listen to me. I'm a true Southern man. I'm never in the room.
Oh, my gosh. Wrap up this episode so I can tell Scott the thing offline.
I will. As soon as I'm done, I'm rebutting Scott's suggestion that the Southern man would be in a room with another man.
Two men. What about two men?
Two men.
What if one of them was a really handsome man who made wine in Southern California?
First of all, the Southern man is a pure American man.
So's California wine.
I don't believe in such frivolity, or that love that dare not speak its name, as they would say.
Are you getting tongue-tied, Southern man?
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Does anybody know about it?
He might have blue eyes and a receding hairline. Does that interest you? Nobody has to know about it.
Are there any farm animals?
Just swipe to the right.
I don't understand what that means because I'm a Southern man. I don't have a cell phone. But I do take dewormer. So there's that.
The horses will like you.
Me and Joe Rogan, even though his was prescribed by a doctor.
Allegedly.
Yes. And he's still 5'1". And he's on steroids. I'm sorry. I mispronounced his name. He's Flo Blogan. That's his name. So fuck you. Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
What about Joe Wagner?
Fuck Joe Wagner. And the Triple B. We are going to bid you adieu, which is a French word. And although I don't speak French, I do kiss that way.
Particularly in rooms with Joe Wagner and Steve Bowie.
And we will see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.